Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I will address the V for Victory campaign coming up at the bottom of the hour. It has been one of the most wildly successful operations we've ever launched together. And it's finally starting to hit news around the country, newspapers and TV. And that's exactly what we needed. It's having a giant effect. And it's a symbol against the tyranny, and that we know what the TSA's national rollout and takeover of society is wrong. Very, very successful. ABC News has now covered it in Washington, D.C. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I've got a lot of other news dealing with Mansfield here in Texas, Arabic program on hold, teaching the kids Arabic. I'll give you my view on that. Of course, that broke in the last few days. I haven't really commented on it yet, but I'm going to. Also, I want to obviously get into more of the positive news that we've been reporting on, but also some scary news. Obamacare advocate on NPR says make refuseniks wear gold stickers like yellow stars that the Jews had to wear. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and take some of your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got some good ideas for you. I've got an ironclad contingency plan for any kind of attempted government censorship via Internet 2 or Fairness Doctrine Tyranny. You could utilize your computer programmer allies to create a downloadable person-to-person broadcast program like Ares or Napster. Each program
No, I know there are a lot of great ways to do that, and actually I sent Kurt an article a few days ago that I read that gave like a whole bunch of ways to get around censorship, and I totally agree with you. But see, they want to just take over the main web and then make us kind of operate under the floorboards instead of being able to virally spread information on the web. And so, yes, we need to develop alternatives, but in a two-dimensional, three-dimensional model, also fight to keep the web open and free.
Exactly. I have another idea also. Think about maybe how you can mobilize people individually. Let me see here. By creating maybe a social network for info soldiers.
We're doing it.
Awesome. So people could get together at coffee shops and mobilize and stuff like that. Also, one more thing. About the Federal Reserve, a possible another way to fight them. I've watched a video called "America: Freedom to Fascism," from Freedom to Fascism.
Yes.
About the Federal Reserve history and
Aaron Russo.
Yeah, and it explains how they operate and how they came about, and what if we could do a class action lawsuit against the Federal Reserve for illegal taxation?
Well, that is happening. There are suits on the Federal Reserve for bailouts they've done, for manipulating gold and silver prices, and it is happening. But more suits are better. You know, we have all these frivolous suits, and then the system tries to use those as examples to then crack down on our real free speech. But that's our one way to have a redress of grievances is those lawsuits, and I totally agree with you.
Awesome, man. I guess you're ahead of the game then.
No. You calling in and talking about solutions is what it's all about. We need to restate them, talk about them, debate them. But, you know, one way to get around government censorship are these banner campaigns. You go around town hanging stuff up on light poles and, you know, depending on your local laws and where they hang up stuff about, you know, dog grooming or what's going on with the local bake sale. I mean, you're right. People are doing that to hang up, you know, website addresses, simple messages, the V campaign. That has a huge effect, and people start talking. But it has an effect on you, too, of going out and getting involved. And I want to salute all those that have been doing it. You've had a massive effect. Let's intensify it. I'm going to come back with Tim, Steve, Dave, Chris, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into hour number two. It is the ninth day of February 2011 on this Wednesday. The big ABC TV station in Washington, D.C. has responded with the most condescending, pro-Big Brother, arrogant piece of unjournalistic trash I've ever seen against our V for Victory campaign. They call us leftists. They make fun of us. They laugh at us. And they talk about the See Something, Say Something campaign and say, that's not spying. Telescreens telling you, watch other shoppers, watch your neighbors, terrorists are everywhere. They've got a new video they're playing on it saying, don't trust the internet, only trust, you know, Homeland Security. They're rolling out TSA at the Super Bowl, everywhere else, groping people. Telescreens, government takeover switches in the media, internet kill switches, Patriot Act, warrantless spying, government dossiers on conservatives, liberals, libertarians. Oh, no, none of that is scary historically. And, I mean, the reporters, this is an example of what journalism isn't, and it's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to a bunch of your calls, and try to be quick, folks, because I want to get to the next person. I want all of you to have a chance to be on air. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good. What's up?
Hey, first off, I don't know if you've seen this. I got two things I want to talk about. One is Gardasil, and the other one is fluoride. For one, there was an actual TV interview with some doctor on the Medical A-Team Fox for Friends the title of it is Gardasil for Guys. Shot is FDA approved for boys ages from 9 to 26.
Yeah, then they run a hoax and say your boy must take it to be in school when there's no law. It's just made up. And you had now to protect your son from cervical cancer. Of course, your son has no cervix. And the vaccine itself admits on the insert it doesn't protect you, not proven to protect you, and it's killed a bunch of people. But it's a live virus they inject into you. Yes, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, the doctor actually said that this stuff is 90% safe and that...
90%, huh? Wow.
And then he said that it would be sexist not to just give it to girls, and that his girl patients were complaining that if we have to take it, why don't the guys?
Yeah, see, no. I didn't see the particular piece, but that's the three-year hoax launched by Rick Perry. He said it's mandatory to take. What he did is he made it recommended by the health department to recommend it to school kids. And cervical cancer kills less than 3,000 people a year. Most of it is not associated with the papillomavirus. There are hundreds of strains. The Gardasil covers, what, 6 strains, and it's not even proven to protect you, and then it causes horrible autoimmune responses. But you notice, you know, he said, oh, it's pretty safe. You know, sometimes, you know, it's like Russian roulette. I mean, I guess 90% would mean you have a chamber, a revolver with 10 rounds, and you're like, it's pretty safe. Go ahead, put it to your head and pull the trigger. Hey, go ahead and do it again. I mean, just search the term Gardasil deaths for anybody that wants to see it. What was the other point on fluoride, the luscious fluoride being taken out of the water supply in Calgary, Canada?
Okay, well, I have some information here that in 1990, Ford U.S. Dentist brought a case against the American Dental Association contending that the association purposely shielded the public from data that linked fluoride to genetic defects, cancer, and other problems.
Yeah, that's right. But they quietly capitulated, the American Dental Association, 6 years ago and said children under 6 years of age should not brush with fluoridated toothpaste. And now there's the government saying, okay, get it out of the pesticides. Okay, get it out of the water. I mean, they are capitulating to the facts. Keep pushing, folks. Appreciate the call. Good points, Tim. Steve in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. A couple things. First of all, as far as the provisions of the Patriot Act not being passed, I'm real glad about that, but like you, I still want to be vigilant. I actually called my senators and representatives here in Florida. And, you know, it just galls me with that issue that, you know, here the Republicans come out all for it, and yet all these neocons who have this work, we got to, you know, annihilate the wagheads and turn Iran into a parking lot mentality, can't see through the smoke screen there, and that there's no difference between both parties.
I know you use that offensive term to illustrate the racism towards Arabs, but Let's try not to use words like that, only because it becomes a distraction from the overall information. But yes, there's this religion of hating Arabs and Muslims. But then we turns out the Ford Foundation and the education systems in this country, the Department of Education, for decades have sent tens of millions of dollars a year of textbooks with radical, you know, madrasa type messages about killing American infidels. They bring in the radical Muslims. They force it to be taught in schools. They want us fighting with each other. I mean, if the government really thought Arabs were the absolute devil of the world, why are they wide open, you know, immigration to this country? I mean, again, why are they, and I'm not a fan of Hosni Mubarak, but why are they trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in? Because the Muslim Brotherhood wants to basically have war with Israel. They want a pretext to kick off World War III. And we've had strategists political scientists on for years saying this was coming. And Brzezinski's written multiple books, and he's the big architect right now over Obama's foreign policy, saying they would do this. So it's very important. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing I would say about that before I get to my other point real quick is when I say ragheads, I'm putting that in quotations as quoting what they say.
I understand, but in this politically correct world, there's two schools of thought. Use those terms to break the power of them and to let the system know we'll engage whenever First Amendment we want. instead of obsessing and getting fetishes over words instead of what's actually happening to people. You know, you'll see Arab groups get mad about that term, but not mad about a million dead Iraqis. You'll see black folks not mad about 51% of their kids getting aborted, half the black people not existing, but if they hear the N-word, they go into convulsions of anger. I understand why Dr. Laura use that term. It's because she understood, and I tend to agree with her, that it's silly to give it so much almost religious power, break the power of it, and defend the First Amendment. You know, I don't get upset when, you know, people call in or on websites, you know, call me cracker and things like that. I have respect for myself. I know who I am. But at the same time, I just don't go into those waters because I'm just covering the issues. But I appreciate your call. Interesting point, Steve. But I think, you know, she didn't deserve to be boycotted, but that's people's business if they wanted to, you know, for using that word. And again, if black folks are so much against that word, and I understand why they are, then they should really boycott the rappers and people that are using it so much. But then the rappers, some of them have the point, the hip-hop people, well, hey, I'm taking that name back. I'm taking it away. I'm using it. And that's almost like my psychology, but it's just all a bunch of political correctness to even get into it. So I just ignore the whole matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Hawaii. Aloha, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been a longtime fan of the show, and I've also been a fan of Alan Watt, just because he's always so thorough and seems like he's well-documented in what he says and everything. And but lately I've heard him say something several times on other shows, and there's also audio of it on the web, where he said something that's just so provably false that just makes me question everything else that he says.
Well, let me be clear. We have Alan on every few months. I respect him. The info I've seen put out is super accurate. I probably don't agree with his religious beliefs or whatever they are. I mean, from what I've seen, he tends to just stay away from all of that. But that's his business. But I want to be clear. We have guests on that I don't 100% agree with. I mean, people sometimes are like, well, why'd you have that person on you disagree with? Well, I have them on so you can hear from them. I don't agree with a lot of what the Zeitgeist guy says, but I've had him on the show before because it's an interesting discussion. But I can't get caught up. I mean, I don't even have time to watch Glenn Beck, but maybe once every 2 weeks. I don't have time to listen to Limbaugh. I mean, I am working. I am researching. I'm making films. And so I can't really be my brother's keeper. I mean, so what did he say that you think is so patently false since you brought it up?
Yeah, he said that, he said that all of the Beatles songs were written by Theodor Adorno, which was a 60-year-old German philosophy professor. And he also said that Theodor Adorno owned the rights to the Beatles songs until he died, and then that was when they got sold to Michael Jackson. And he just gives no source for that.
Hold on. He couldn't have written. I didn't hear Alan say this, and it seems. Next time he's on, I'll ask him about it. But Theodor Adorno died in 1969, and the Beatles kept writing songs right into the 70s. So I don't. He says they wrote all the songs.
Yeah, he said he wrote them all, and he said that he also owned the rights to them, and that's just provably false. And let me tell you where I think he got the idea for that, and he did say that. It's on the web. You can look. It's on YouTube.
Look, man. I'm not saying you're bad for calling in with this, but I got so many huge things going on. Good things, bad things, ugly things. So many big giant, you know, huge issues that are happening. But yeah, I'll bring it up to him next time he's on. But I mean, I quite frankly like some of the Beatles' music, but I don't even have time to listen to music I like unless I'm in the car, you know, in between research. I just don't. I mean, constantly I get emails and calls about, you know, there's just a big flap on the internet going, why'd you censor some lady? So I made a call and checked, and it wasn't censored. It was on my website. Some woman called in about weather modification. So I took the time to look up the document she brought up, and it was a rehashed public stuff about owning the weather 2025. And it wasn't about pole shifts. And there's all this, Alex is covering up pole shifts. He censored her. And then people found the clip on the web and said, no, he didn't censor. So they go, that was a fake thing. He morphed her voice to claim he didn't censor. Why do we spend all our time talking about different personalities that fight the New World Order? if you're better than Alan Watt and me, I say go out and do your own show, please. I know there are people out there more eloquent than I am. Step up to the plate.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Patriot Act, in a procedural vote, was defeated yesterday, the reauthorization of the un-American police state legislation. They think they've got the votes to pass it in a full vote or in a another procedural move. But this is a victory, and I was correct. There are 98 U.S. senators that voted in favor of the original USA Patriot Act in October of 2001, and Senator Landrieu of Louisiana did not vote, and she abstained, and Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin was the only senator who voted against the Patriot Act, and that's a good thing that Russ Feingold did. There you go. Look, I'm not mad at the last caller. It's just I don't have time for this, folks. That's why other people with radio shows and filmmakers are not successful, because all they do is just fight with each other constantly and freak out over everything. I'm just here to get messages out, information, and you can decide what to do with it. Okay? I mean, Calgary's voted out fluoride. San Diego looks like they may do it. The Patriot Act's in trouble. There's big investigations in Europe over the vaccines causing brain damage. I mean, they're putting in emergency alert takeover systems. All this stuff is happening, and I'm here to talk about it and to get people into the exercise of standing up and getting involved for whatever your views are. Just stop letting the globalists program you. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah. Okay. We got to stop industry and stop quibbling between government and economy, because that's what it is. It's causing climate change, like the Nobel physicists proved, and that's causing the asteroid and the pole shift.
Ma'am, you call us a lot on the voicemail here, and I don't believe in asteroids coming to get us. Sometimes this happens. Sometimes we take calls and it's 100% gold info, and I'm just honest. I don't screen calls, but if I don't like where it's going and somebody calls every day, I mean, ma'am, have you gotten the message here? I don't believe that comet coming between the Earth and the Moon on the 15th of March is going to kill us all. There's going to be a pole shift, okay? Okay, and I'm not covering up a pole shift, all right? And I'll be the discredited one when there's no pole shift on March 15th, the Ides of March. Everyone who said we were all going to die will be, yes, they were wrong. Hail them. Alex was right. He's disinfo. Okay? We're going to all be here unless we die in car wrecks today or get struck by lightning or die of cancer or whatever. And everybody's calling me saying, talk about pole shift. So I went and did research and saw some Fox News hype about it, saying the poles were moving. And then I actually went to the original recordings by the federal government and private scientific outfits, and it turns out they're moving all the time. You know, a lot of times I don't take a lot of calls. I have guests on to cover news but you know what? I think this is all educational to begin with, just to hear it. And so there, I just censored the lady who calls here 15 times a day, sometimes 100 times a day. No, I don't believe in man-made climate change. I mean, what a simple, weird statement to say we need to get the government and industry to stop fighting. They're causing climate change. The Easter Bunny is causing Fruit Loops to fall out of the sky. I mean, that has as much sense. And then to go on to, that's what's causing the asteroid. What? What? Government and industry not getting together is causing an asteroid? I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to listen to it. You understand? I don't want nonsense. I'm tired of it. Man. Oh. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air.
Alex, I promise not to upset you with this one. As a matter of fact, I have a belated birthday present for you.
Okay, thank you, Tim. What's on your mind?
The more I listen to Big Sis's clip, the See Something, Say Something, I hear our friend Tony Montana. And if you got 45 seconds left, I'll play the clip for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Here it comes.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
True communist.
Homeland Security begins with hometown security. That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure.
How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel.
If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately.
Do you want to be like a cheat? Like all those other people make?
Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff.
Do you want a Chivano or three corner men looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man?
Thank you for doing your part to help keep our hometowns safe.
How'd you like that?
How'd you like that?
I want my human rights just like the President Jimmy Carter says. You want a Chivano in every corner, a rat, a spy? We know what tyranny... It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You just really made up for the last caller. You are a sweetheart. Tim, anything else?
I'm sorry I missed your birthday, and keep up the fight, and, you know, we're...
You didn't miss my birthday. It's coming up Friday.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Right. We'll be, but I don't celebrate it. I'm too busy fighting the New World Order. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Funny, we just had that caller play clips of Tony Montana when he's been thrown out of Cuba and gets off the boat, and they're about to throw him into a immigration detention center. And he says, listen, I eat squid 10 times a day. I was a slave. I was thrown in prison. They've got spies on every street corner watching you, telling you what to think, what to say, what to wear, what to do. Are you a communist? I'm not a communist. I want to be an American. Leave me alone. It's one of my favorite movies. I tell you, Oliver Stone is just amazing. He actually did years of research before he made that. It's a composite of some true stories. That's a little inside baseball on that. But that is exactly what it is. I mean, this is archetypal tyranny right out of 1984 at the shopping markets and at the Walmarts. It's now 9,000 locations that they're going in. With big telescreens, you know, telling you to be paranoid, as if the enemy is in America. And who's around you? Other Americans grazing at Walmart. And then she's at the Super Bowl injecting herself. And they've got the EAS takeover system. And they're saying, we're going to break in on your online video games with terror alerts. We're going to break in on your cell phone with terror alerts. We're going to start not just having EAS test every few days on radio, but there's going to be Obama announcements. And then I was on ManCow today, and he said, well, for a nuclear attack? And I said, no, the system was in place in the 50s for that. and it was voluntary. Now it's mandatory, and the stations have to spend all this money paying for it that's passed on to you, the consumer, and now they're saying they're going to start breaking in with messages. They've announced they're going to try to phase in digital license plates that you get with your tags that you have to plug in to the taillight hookup, so you're going to have to go pay to have it installed. Many cars aren't set up for it. And then it's a digital LCD screen that'll have most wanted images that pop up in between having your tag numbers and advertisements for the state to make money. License plates with Homeland Security flashing messages, billboards doing it. You're there with your kids at Walmart. You try to keep them away from TV. You try to keep them away from brainwashing. And there's a Big Brother woman up on the TV. Now, you're about to see the ultimate illustration of what bad journalism is. I'm going to analyze this. I'm going to play the clip and stop it and start it and break it down here for you right now.
Questions?
This is unbelievable. But when you talk about Tony Montana, what's funny is I constantly, when I think of the police state, think about him saying, you want a Chivano on every corner? That's a spy, a rat. You want them telling you what to eat, what to wear, what to do? You see the move by the UN. First, they set the precedent to ban smoking all over the world through local ordinances. Sounds reasonable. What type of light bulb you can have, what type of toilet. Now it's too much salt, too much fat. Now they're deciding with federal zoning what could happen in your house under UN Agenda 21. This is a planned society run by a bunch of crooks that have robbed us blind and are making you at the Super Bowl watch her with announcements, paid for with taxpayer money, making you, this is worse than the terror alerts. They're just red alert all the time, and it's right out of 1984. Now, the V campaign, there have literally, and I'm really worried about it at a certain level, because I'm spending probably an hour every day trying to watch them all. Phil is spending, 3 hours a day? Phil in there is the point man on all the flyers that come in, all the videos of people posting the V for Victory symbol. It's incredible. And, of course, the V for Victory originally comes from the 12 and 1300s. The British longbowmen, the Welsh longbowmen, when the Norman and others would invade, the Anglo-Saxons had longbows that were, before guns were invented, but extremely powerful. And they could shoot people at, 300 yards away and with incredible accuracy, and it'd shoot right through armor. And so whenever they would capture the Anglo-Saxon troops, mainly Welsh bowmen, that's where my folks on the English side are from. I know Jones. I'm part Welsh. They were the best bowmen in Europe, and they and their bows were seen as the most well designed, the most powerful. They were feared, and so when they would capture them, they would cut off their index and their middle finger, slice them off. And so, for hundreds of years, with groups fighting, that became a kind of a military insult or a come and get it. Come and take it thing. Come and take it. Here's my fingers. I got them, and I'm going to use them. And then that's why the British, because I actually did the research on it after we launched it. I thought it originated with the French Resistance and saying, V for Victory. So there were just posters put up at night, and the Nazis would get mad because, there's a V saying resist the occupation. With our V, it's got Infowars.com under it, the original poster we put out. It's got to be thousands of variants you've put out, many of them better than what we hastily put together. And I thought it was excellent, what we put together. We did in 30 minutes one night when Watson had the idea. I said, we're launching the answer to 1984 is 1776 contest. It's a $10,000 contest, $7,000 for first place, $2,000 for second, $1,000 for third place. And the announcement's coming up. In fact, when do we launch the contest? I've got to look at contest rules. I guess in a few weeks that contest closes. And I called Watson so upset about all the police state developments one night at about 5 o'clock here, about 10 o'clock his time in England, and I said, we got to do something, Watson. I said, man, I sure hope people, make videos of their activism. The answer to 1984 is 1776. is a contest wide open. Whatever you want to do, whether it's a fiction piece you do or a protest in an airport or hanging banners up, it's about getting in the streets, about letting others know that there's a national solidarity against the tyranny. That's not all just left-right paradigm, that we the people can come together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And Watson said, I said, we need some kind of symbol, though. People like symbols, but he goes, why not the V for victory? I was just reading a history book about the French Resistance. It was his parents had moved to France, and he was over there visiting them at Christmas. And I said, that's it. Boom. I went to Phil. I said, Phil, you ready to stay here another hour? And he said, absolutely. I said, let's make a V. And so we launched it, wrote the little, in fact, will you guys print me one off, the little message at the bottom about the New World Order's taking over, the banks are looting us, there's a police state, our constitution's under attack, this symbol will get your town talking, it'll get people visiting the site, learning what's happening, and so people understand that there is a underground resistance. Because media and the system is very, very scared of this, because it's been used all over the world. And they normally respond, like with the Obama Joker poster, with threatening people with arrest, even if it's hung in legal areas. How dare you show Obama as the Joker? That defiles our dear, great leader, Der Fuhrer. And you know, we're here to make fun of Der Fuhrer. We're here to pull down that godlike Big Brother system that they sell us so that people realize we have strength and they're just men like us. They put their pants on one leg at a time. They brush their teeth every morning. You know, we can defeat them. And Watson said, Alex, why don't you do a V? And so we did about an hour of research, found a simple V symbol that you see right behind me if you're watching on TV, and we launched it. Now, it's been the most successful from what we can gather of videos produced, numbers of people posting the V, of buzz, of some newspapers covering it, of massive emails I'm getting, of just incredible response on the web. But with the Obama Joker, the media did exactly what we wanted. They started threatening people and threatening to arrest whoever was posting these, even in legal areas. And then the police refused to press charges on one guy because they pointed out, well, they can hang up a dog grooming sign. That's why I keep using that example. The police said, and they can hang up a sign about a swap meet or a bake sale or a garage sale. And the cops said, First Amendment. Because in some towns, there wasn't an ordinance against putting them up on power poles, and they were like, we're looking for them. We want to arrest them. Papers in Texas and TV, was saying this. And in Florida, they're like, we're going to arrest whoever did this. And then a bunch of people saw it on the news, and they ran out and put them up everywhere. And the cops were like, we're going to find them. And then later they said, well, people made fun of George Bush. They put him up as the Joker. Why can't you do this? And the cops said, in multiple locales, up by Dallas in a town, they said, in the news, and we played those clips here, they said, look, do you want us to go arrest people that put up a garage sale sign on a power pole? Because this can really, really be a problem here. We don't want to selectively enforce this, even in towns where they have the ordinance. Now, we have said, we also had the flyer operation with the flu. That was in scores of newspapers and TV channels. I had them calling me every day going, are you the one putting up these signs saying the flu shot can kill you or cause Guillain-Barré? Remember, this is back in 2009. Before it came out and has admitted it did do this. See, we were proven right. And they had newscasts about how evil we were, but then that educated people. So all of that is happening. Now, the only thing that we haven't had happen is TV covered and TV demonizing. And that's what we're really looking for. It's not enough to just, and it's fine, it's the first step in the right direction to make flyers, post them on the web, on Facebook, on MySpace, on YouTube, to make your own YouTube video about the V for Victory campaign to get others. That's all great. But that's the first step. The real step is like the guy at the Super Bowl who hung up hundreds of them all around the Super Bowl. I talked to people that went to the Super Bowl who saw him. And we got reports that people saw his video that got thousands and thousands of views. The one problem here is we post probably 10, 15 new videos a day. And if we just posted one, it would get, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 views, because we're posting 5, 10, 15 videos that only get 2 or 3,000 views apiece. But that's still great. Politicians fly all over the country, powerful ones, just to speak to 1,000 people. You're putting up a YouTube video and reaching 3,000 people, but all the people around the Super Bowl. Then we got reports others saw that video and went down and put even more up, not just the one guy and his friends. So again, I salute you for causing that chain reaction. That's how liberty can defeat these people. And yeah, I'm risking my life being at the tip of the spear of this, but I'm not going to fight for freedom at 10% or 20% or 90%. I'm going to go 110%. I'm going to go beyond what I believe I can do. Does it mean I'm perfect? No, but my heart's right and I'm going in the right direction. And we resonate together. We understand that. We are kindreds, soulmates when it comes to that. We're part of a brotherhood, a sisterhood of liberty and freedom that is literally eternal. And I salute all of you. I love you. In fact, I wanted to take time out today to just thank you, all of you. It's just been so wonderful what we've done. Now, this newscast is the most deceptive piece of embarrassing trash that I've ever seen. I mean, this is worse than local news saying mercury's good for babies' brains. This is worse than MSNBC saying lead toys are good for kids. And if you never saw those clips, just search them and they'll come up. I'm not going to play them again. I've played them more than 100 times. Old-time listeners go, yeah, please don't play it again. We know, but new listeners won't believe it. Just search it. About mercury good for children, newscast, mercury good for children, MSNBC says lead toys good for kids, and it'll come up. But this is the most arrogant, hubris-filled, deceptive thing. It's a minute and a half long, ABC News out of D.C., A, they say we're leftist when we're all about getting outside the left-right paradigm. And the ADL says we're hardcore right-wingers, but they're saying we're leftist, whatever label they want. And then they go on and make fun of us and claim we've got stuff about stormtroopers on the websites. No, we've got the history of the French resistance going up against the Nazis with the V. So they spin that like we say Nazi stormtroopers are invading. Well, I've got to play it and stop it, because literally every 10 seconds is a deception. And the reporter waves it off. you know, he's just laughing at it. It's so, and they're like, it's so reasonable that they're putting telescreens in. You know, they're not saying don't trust your neighbor and spy on people. Yeah, they are. They're introducing this idea they're terrorists everywhere and watch everyone. And people are at Walmarts repeatedly seeing a guy on a cell phone and calling the police saying it's a gun. People are being shot and killed watering their yard because they got a metal sprayer on the end in San Francisco. I mean, it's just la-la. Every day they're shutting down highways because a cardboard box blows out of the back of a truck. And people are, a cardboard box. I mean, it's just all about this culture of limbing fearmongers. And then they train you to report on Al-Qaeda. And next it's report illegal guns. We have the internal Homeland Security reports. It's all about the American people, just like the TSA is. But they make this big joke about it. And you got the EAS takeover system of radio and TV, the internet kill switch. But none of that's in context. It's just... And notice, just like the White House didn't, they said, well, there was this unreputable source last week that said we might be causing the blackouts, and that's ridiculous, but they didn't say who the source was. It's us. Just like the V campaign is us. They don't even let you have the source. They don't even have the respect for you to do that. And I don't want to be interrupted. This is too important. I'm skipping this network break. Station should carry this because it's a network break. So, let's start playing this clip out of D.C. where they don't show you the website, where they don't show you where the V campaign came from. They lie and say we're leftist. It is, and they tell you how good it is and reasonable to, you know, see something, say something. As if we don't know, you know, we see a guy with a gun in the parking lot or we see somebody stealing something, like we don't need to say something. Again, it's this condescending and getting us used to the government, forcing its way into our face every day, bombarding us with propaganda. This is 1984. Even the Washington Post says this is 1984-ish. But they say, oh, we're just kooks. Look at these nuts. They say telescreens telling you to spy on people is weird. It's not spying. Let's start going to the clip.
Today about a Homeland Security campaign called If You See Something, Say Something. Critics call it Big Brother is watching.
13 News reporter Dave Cassidy is live on Capitol Hill for us this morning with more info. And Dave, the government says it's not asking Americans to spy on each other.
That's right, but some groups on the left, Sal and Vanessa, really don't like this one. They say...
Okay, stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. Groups on the left. Now, not only is that obviously a lie, what everything we're about is not being left or right, but the mainline media mainly is saying we're right wings, we don't like Obama. So they know that's not true. And he's reading off my website, he's reading from it, but they're not letting you know the source. That's the telltale sign of deception. Just like the White House said, there's people saying we caused the blackouts, they're liars, but they don't let you read what was actually said. Same thing there. So two lies there. We're not leftist, and they don't let you know the source. They don't let you know the source so you can decide for yourself. Continue.
V for Victory program because they don't want America to become a police state. The National Football League signed on to See Something, Say Something just in time for last Sunday's Super Bowl.
Okay, pause. Fans. Again, let's just start it over at the beginning because I've been interrupting and I'll continue to interrupt, but I want to just start from the beginning here in a moment. But yeah, they didn't just sign on to See Something, Say Something. Oh, that's so reasonable, as he's about to say. No, they had TSA running the checkpoints and running the private security and police security, and the National Guard was there groping people doing pat-downs. Source, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, DHS.gov. Covered that Sunday. There you go again. See, limiting what is actually being rolled out. Not telling you airport-style security's there. There's giant jumbo screens bombarding you with propaganda. No, just, they just wanted some security instead of you see something, say something. It's so reasonable to have telescreens at Walmart. Continue. With the piece.
Congress has questions today about a Homeland Security campaign called If You See Something, Say Something. Critics call it Big Brother is Watching.
13 News reporter Dave Cassidy is live on Capitol Hill for us this morning with more info. And Dave, the government says it's not asking Americans to spy on each other.
That's right, but some groups on the left, Sal and Vanessa, really don't like this one. They say they're starting their own V for Victory program.
Stop there.
They don't want America to become a police.
Okay, I apologize. I said there were only three lies in the first 20 seconds. There was another lie. She says, she repeats it. The Homeland Security says they are not asking you to spy. But they are asking you to spy. That's what it is. Spying is being a little creep who creeps around and lets everybody know we're watching. The government's letting you know we're watching and we're getting other citizens to watch. You know, you're being watched. Chilling effect. You better shut up. And we've got the public reports by Homeland Security where they say, is somebody talking about politically controversial things? That's a quote. So they're saying, we're watching you politically, but she says this is not spying. They are not doing it. Please continue.
Police state. The National Football League signed on to See Something, Say Something just in time for last Sunday's Super Bowl, asking fans there to keep their eyes open and tell somebody if they saw something threatening.
Stop right there.
Walmart has joined in, too.
The psychology here is always showing cheering. They ask him to join in spying, and then, they cut to the happy party. You ever notice when you're watching a basketball game or football game, when there's a great play or a basket three-pointer made, you know, right before the buzzer, they just cut to troops. Always. And that's a Pavlovian thing where they ding the bell, then give the dog food. Pretty soon they ding the bell, the dog salivates even when there's no food. It's like, you like that basket? You like that excitement? Military! Military! It saves you. It's good. It's wonderful. Right out of North Korea, right out of 1984 fiction, where everything good is associated with the state. We're not saying military themselves are bad. The point is, you know, the telltale of a wicked society is government worship, military worship, billboards of the military everywhere, Big Brother's face everywhere. Again, it's selling young people to go join the military by seeing it. And it's bombarding you with military pageantry, which they have in China. Nazi Germany had it. They all have it. These are the trappings of corruption. So just every millisecond, this was a weaponized newscast. Every bit of this was crafted purely. And the body language, the laughing and the giggling, and if you want to believe that, and he waves his hand, let's continue, it's coming up.
More than 800 stores playing video messages at checkout counters, urging shoppers to report any suspicious activity. The government says homeland security begins with hometown security, and each of us can play a part.
All right, hit pause again. Again, he says Walmart at 800 locations. Yeah, it's 9,000 total. Not Walmart 846, and then 1,000 plus other locations, Mall of America, you name it. But notice there that, well, I forgot that lie. Back it up 15 seconds. It's just all lies. And I do this sometimes because I want to show you the lies. It's just everything is a lie. Everything is a deception. Back that video up for me, please, because I want to, and we're playing it off the ABC players. That's why it's kind of skippy a little bit. But here it is again.
We see an unattended bag, for instance, in a public place. But critics say this really amounts to a Big Brother campaign of spying on people. And the critics' websites are full of references to Nazi stormtroopers and government slave masters. Back to you.
Strong words there. Dave, this campaign started after 9/11, right?
Right. It was kind of a common sense response in New York.
All right, pause again. This campaign of telescreens and being frisk at the Super Bowl and to get on planes having their hands down your pants. It's like, well, this started on 9/11. See something, say something. See, they're using symbolism. They're saying, see something, say something. That sounds reasonable. And then to that archetypal, semantical symbol, they attach total tyranny, troops at checkpoints, DHS at checkpoints, hands down pants, telescreens, spy on your neighbors, spy on political activity. And they're like, look, they just started it after 9/11. It's just if you see something, say something. It's completely reasonable. Let's go ahead and finish the clip.
Already said to his passengers, look, if you see an unattended bag or something else suspicious, tell somebody. And then the federal government heard about it and threw some money at it. And now they're taking it national. To many people, it will just seem like common sense. But to others, it looks like something more sinister. LaSalle, Vanessa.
See something, say something. We're watching. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, see? See? That was all telepromptered. See something, say something. We're watching you. Big Brother is watching. In 1984, because it was based off Stalin and Hitler, Orwell said it was an amalgamation of those societies, big posters everywhere with Big Brother pointing, saying Big Brother is watching. You heard her. She feels like she's part of the power structure. Just like that San Francisco rental car lady. I watched her with about 10 people in front of me renting cars. Our plane was an hour and a half late. It was like midnight. I'm just wanting to get my car. I've got to drive, you know, to a nearby city. It was actually 2 hours away. I just want to get some sleep. You know, it's midnight California time, to my time. And she's there just interrogating. Where are you going? Oh, your mom, how's she doing? You got anything with you? What's going on? And I got up there and I said, look, I know this is Homeland Security, Patriot Act compliant stuff. I don't want to answer your questions. And she was, you know, this young blonde on a power trip, like she's 007. She goes, really? You don't? Oh. And I said, okay, I'll tell you. I'm doing national TV show. And then she kind of didn't like that one. And then looked and said, oh, I've got your real address, not the one you think people have. And then double charged me. She showed me. It's all about these little people grasping for power, wanting the power. And that's like that woman at the end of the clip. She says, oh, she says it real sexy. Oh, see something, say something. And she adds, we're watching. We're watching you. And, oh, the government making you buy health care, that's not indentured servitude, slavery. The government will come to your house with guns if you don't pay your property taxes and you don't leave your house. They will come with guns and steal it. And if you resist, they'll kill you. I mean, indentured serfs paid about 20% of their earnings in feudal Europe. The average American pays around 60% in some form of taxes. I don't know. I pay 40% more than slaves in Europe did. There's a total control grid going into place. Look, V for victory, good victory for whoever's in D.C. I've seen videos of people posting them, right outside the White House, right outside Capitol Hill. Keep doing it. I've never seen such a police state as D.C. You can be anywhere and cops walk over. You don't videotape around here, Mac. This ain't America no more. In fact, we have a clip where the cops say, this isn't America anymore. Same thing in Canada. You're not in Canada anymore, boy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.